For years, Leonard Nimoy led a bit of a secret life.
Fascinating.
He's known everywhere as Mr. Spock from the Star Trek TV series and movies, but his first love as an artist was photography.
That's what he studied at UCLA and what he's loved since he started playing around with the family Kodak in the 1940s.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Fascinating material.
So for his first solo photography exhibit, Nimoy has chosen secret lives as his subject, the fantasy self that we all have inside us. And I have to say, it's...
Please, Spock, do me a favor, and don't say it's fascinating.
No.
But it is interesting.
Leonard Nimoy and his camera on the table.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It is September 3rd.
Fascinating. Let's get a check of the morning's top news story this morning. Residents on North Carolina's coast are waking up to fierce winds and heavy rain from Hurricane Earl. The Category 2 storm is 100 miles offshore, but rain and winds extend out nearly 90 miles from the eye of the storm. We spoke with Danny Couch, a resident of Hatteras Island off the North Carolina coast earlier this morning. He says Earl is everything he expected.
It's looking like a lot of rain, a lot of wind. I've got some downed trees in my yard. The oaks are holding up well. Pine trees are down. But remarkably, the power is still on, and I'm watching Jim Cantore right now. I'm just stunned that we still have cable.
Still have cable. There's your takeaway. Ed Rappaport of the National Hurricane Center says Earl might not pack a big punch, but still is a monster.
The hurricane is quite large, and hurricane-force winds extend out as much as about 75 to 90 miles, and tropical storm-force winds even further out. So we do think that the Outer Banks will experience, in some places, hurricane-force winds.
Earl now begins a turn northeast up the Atlantic seaboard, which means it is not expected to make landfall on the Atlantic coast.
As one State Department official said, well, at least no one walked out. The first direct peace talks between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas have ended. Both sides called the talks constructive. The U.S. Special Envoy for Middle East Peace, George Mitchell, says the men are committed to stopping the violence on their borders.
Both Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Abbas condemned all forms of violence that target innocent civilians and pledged to work together to maintain security.
The two plan to meet again in 2 weeks in Egypt.
The Coast Guard is continuing an investigation this morning into a fire on an oil rig off the coast of Louisiana. A mile-long slick of oil was at first reported, but Coast Guard Captain Peter Trodson says it appears to have evaporated.
There's no report of an evidence of leaks, but we continue to investigate and to monitor that situation to make sure that that doesn't change.
13 crew members were on board that rig when the fire broke out yesterday morning. All were rescued.
Just over the border in Mexico, the Mexican military raided an area suspected of high drug cartel activity. Soldiers seized 25 rifles, 4 grenades, and 4,200 rounds of ammunition. A gun battle later erupted, with soldiers killing 27 suspected drug cartel members overnight. And President Obama says he's ruled out a new economic stimulus plan to jolt the economy. Instead, he wants to look for new ideas to boost jobs and growth. That comes as monthly jobless numbers are expected later this morning. Many economists think the nation's unemployment rate will go up to 9.6%. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, so are futures. The Dow starts at 10,320, the S&P at 1,090, and the NASDAQ at 2,200. Well, as we said, we're waiting for the August jobs report and what story they'll have to tell about the economy. We'll talk more about that in a half an hour. But get the conversation started for us now. What is your personal jobs report? Do you feel more scared or maybe safer than you did, say, a year ago, a month ago? Let us know at 8778-MY-TAKE.
Coming up, nobody walked out of those peace talks. We're going to get an update with the Israeli ambassador to Washington in just a moment. Israel's ambassador to the U.S., his take on the Netanyahu-Mahmoud Abbas talks. Also, later on in the hour, we got Spock. That's coming up.
Fascinating material.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.